Mr. Bolt, your argument, if I understand it, is premised on the notion that there's a right to apply for voluntary departure. What's the basis of that right? Where do you find the right the petitioner has to apply for voluntary departure?
Well, this is kind of an unusual procedural case. Normally, the time to accrue the good moral character wouldn't run after a person has been ordered deported. But here, because the original deportation order was overturned, is the time then, because he was not technically deported yet, time continued to run. So when it went back, he was eligible to apply, but he didn't?
No, he did not become eligible to apply until the second appeal was pending.
While the second appeal was pending. And why does the time run after the second deportation order between that and the time of the appeal?
Actually, the 5 years runs continuously from the time.
Does it now?
Counsel, it's Judge Gould with a question, please. So I understand it's hard to give much weight to the IJ's exercise of discretion when he had never applied and marshaled his equities. But is there any case that we can look to that says it's an abuse of discretion for the BIA not to reopen once he becomes eligible?
No, I cannot directly cite any case on the board. I would note that just as a matter of equity, it seems inappropriate to deny an application as a matter of discretion. And the alien has not been afforded an opportunity to present it.
Okay, so we don't have a case squarely on point, but it's the basic idea that, in principle, the agency shouldn't be making a ruling relating to the discretion when he never had a chance to apply.
Well, did he argue to the BIA that it should give him grant? What was his argument to the BIA?
The BIA simply needs to prove the 5 years.
No, what did he argue to the BIA with respect to voluntary departure? Okay, so he didn't marshal any arguments or show what he would have said to the IJ?
No, the Board of Immigration Appeals is what
I know, but it makes it exercises a pretty broad function. So is it your position the BIA was, as a matter of law, was required to remand it?
Okay.
perhaps we should hear from the government. You reserve the remainder of your time. Thank you.
Judge does expressly deny that application, which I just read was pending. When petitioner appeals that decision to the board for the first time, I would refer the court to administrative record at page 339. In his appeal of that first IJ decision, petitioner states on brief to the board, quote, at a hearing on the merits of his applications on April 8, 2003, the IJ found him not credible and denied his applications, blah, blah, blah. Further, the IJ also denied the application for voluntary departure. So he's telling the board it was pending and it was denied. The board then looks at the case, at that point, remands it, but did not rule on any of the issues that were properly put in front of it, including voluntary departure. The board says, we do not believe that the adverse credit portion complies with requirements. We're going to send it back for that limited purpose having the court revisit that and write the opinion in a manner that doesn't...
Well, wasn't the voluntary departure also denied, if not expressly, at least inferentially, on the adverse credibility grounds as well?
I think that the argument the petitioner was making was that the adverse cred was in part based upon criminal...
Right.
Which I disagree with, and we'll address that point too, but I was trying to clarify the voluntary departure.
Right.
Since that's the focus of the petitioner's argument. As the petitioner goes up, I would note that when the case is remanded back, the administrative record, if you look starting at page 109, the parties discuss on the record with the immigration judge what's the purpose of this remand, and they all agree it's just to revisit adverse cred. The immigration judge even says, starting on page 111 of the transcript, I don't think the BIA made a determination on anything because all they did was reset it back for a credibility finding. All the parties agree. So again, I believe that the voluntary departure app was pending and hadn't been ruled on by the board yet. The board expressly did not rule on anything, sent it back for more on the adverse cred. If you look at the administrative record on page 120 through 123, you'll see the parties discussed. Perhaps is there any other applications which might apply 212H waiver? Because the court wants them to consider it. He specifically instructs petitioner's counsel, you need to look into what applications are.
But did they take up voluntary departure expressly at that time?
It wasn't, again, no. To answer your question, but the limitations of the was for adverse cred, but again, the parties discussed it or anything else. The fact is he was statutorily ineligible. The judge had already told him that. And he knew that. So just to keep renewing it when it was sort of frivolous or pointless, I should say. I don't mean to say he was frivolous, but I mean it would have been futile, really, to say it again about voluntary departure when in fact it had already been denied. If you look at when the board rules the second time, the immigration judge. The immigration judge makes a statement in the very beginning about he didn't apply for voluntary departure. I think that's where maybe some of the confusion comes in. That's not an accurate statement. I think maybe, and I can only speculate, but perhaps the judge meant he didn't renew it at the second time.
But what was the response on that second instance to the immigration judge saying, my understanding is you're not applying for voluntary departure? What was the response?
Well, he made that statement in the opinion, so it wasn't at a time when he was receiving a response. But then toward the end of the opinion, he specifically denies the application that was pending. At this point, hadn't been denied by the board, and previously had been denied by the IJ. He denies it again, both on statutory eligibility grounds and on discretionary grounds.
Yeah, but he was not eligible at that time because his time hadn't.
Certainly, statutorily, the 5 years had elapsed, and the judge said, you're convicted of some serious felonies, and in that exercise of my discretion, I will deny it.
Said that, yeah. Do you agree that the time ran while he was, while the appeal was pending before the board, or while he was appealing?
The
5 years.
My understanding as a law, Your Honor, is that NTA would stop the running of time for purposes of accrual, and I can supplement in writing the position on that because it wasn't an issue. But that's my understanding of the law, that no, I think the NTA stops the clock, so to speak, of accrual of legalized time. But anyway, then when the board, or excuse me, the IJ denies again the pending application, it goes to the board. If you look at the petitioner's pleadings before the board, he specifically says again, and I would put this is at Administrative Record, page 10, in his brief, he says, petitioner specifically says, the immigration judge further denied respondents alternative application for voluntary departure on the grounds that respondent could not establish the requisite good moral character due to the timing of his criminal convictions. Then he specifically says in his brief to the board, we would like you to send us back so we can renew, quote unquote, renew his request for voluntary departure because now the 5 years has left. So the concept, I think the whole argument is premised on an incorrect factual assertion. The application was made. It was discussed. He was not eligible. The fact that he is now eligible.
Counsel, it's Judge Gould. If I could ask you a question, please. Okay, so let's accept or assume that he did make an application when he was not eligible. Notwithstanding, why shouldn't the board let him apply when he is eligible and can fully marshal all the evidence that might bear on whether he can get voluntary departure?
Well, motions to reopen are not for the purpose of revisiting previously denied applications. And this application was pending, was denied, was statutorily.
Okay, but when it was denied, he wasn't eligible, right? So a statement about discretion, in a sense, was a dictum because it wasn't really needed. That were not just a revisitation of the prior apps. In
those circumstances, the court has jurisdiction to review a board's denial. The petitioners, I believe, in this case try and guide that factually as falling under that category, but that isn't the case. I think the application was denied on two alternative grounds. One of them may have lapsed by time, but again, I think that the bottom line here is that their whole argument collapses when the factual premise is gone.
Okay. Now, you have used your time.
Okay, and finally, the other issues have been completely waived. Your Honor, respondent would request that the court affirm the finding of denial of asylum based on adverse credit and also find that the board did not abuse its discretion.
Thank you.
Your Honors, I would note that Mr. Corona's opening brief at pages 13 and 14 cite portions of the record where he appeared initially in front of both immigration judges at his initial removal proceedings and his last removal proceedings, in which counsel specifically states at those times when they're addressing the charging document in his immigration case that he is not seeking voluntary departure.
Can I ask you, Mr. Bull, to just confirm for me what you think the appeal at this point is? You're not appealing from your brief, it appeared. You were no longer pursuing the decision of the immigration judge to deny voluntary departure. What you are seeking, and the only thing you're seeking now, is a remand for the opportunity for your client to develop the record on that question.
Correct.
All right.
Well, what would you show if it were to go back that that he's entitled to voluntary departure?
Well, the issue has been his good moral character, so it would be to bring in witnesses to testify to his actions subsequent thereto. Mr. Perona has not been arrested since these incidents in 2000, which caused the situation in the first instance. And as long as he could bring in witnesses to the court or affidavits to support that he is a person of good moral character and is worthy of the exercise of the discretion of the immigration judge, then under those circumstances, voluntary departure.
Okay. Any further questions? Thank you, counsel. Matter just argued is submitted for decision. The next case is Gonzalez-Gomez versus Holder and Cantrell versus McEwen are submitted on the briefs, and it is so ordered. We'll hear the next case for argument, Mitchell versus Martel.